The Indiana University String Academy has built itself quite a reputation. They start with children as young as 5 years old, train them all the way through until they're 18 years old. Some famous names have started their studies in this program. And hey, the String Academy even has its own PBS documentary. Well, specifically, the Violin Virtuosi. This group of musicians is made up of the 9 top players and the oldest kids in the String Academy. And this summer, they get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spend 2 weeks in France playing music. I met up with the director of the String Academy, Mimi Zweig. She's done this before, taking groups to Japan, Sweden, Spain, and Italy. Violin Virtuosi members have come and gone over the years, and she said that this is the payoff for these kids, this incarnation of the VV.
We can't forget to give all of these wonderful kids the experience of traveling and walking around the streets of Paris and looking in the seeing the museums and eating the food and meeting people. They'll have homestays, so they'll get a chance to have a very personal relationship with the family.
Food, museums, the homestays, all cultural experiences. Mm-hmm. Talk about the musical experiences mm-hmm. you're hoping they'll have.
The concerts are always so wonderfully received, and it's so gratifying for these kids to play for people that fall in love with them. So it's a two-way street. They have to play beautifully and they get themselves ready to play at the highest artistic level. And then they affect the lives of these people that are listening to them.
This tour is different from tours of previous years, as Zweig explains.
This is the first time we're taking cellos with us, so we have a little bit different repertoire. They're playing the first movement of the Souvenir of Florence by Tchaikovsky, which is a string sextet, and just a great piece of music. They're also doing the Concerto for Four Violins by Vivaldi with cellists and violas.
But what does it take to prep for a tour like this? I guess lots and lots of performing, something that the kids in the VV are just used to at this point.
They've been preparing really since they started playing the violin in the very beginning groups, in our chamber orchestra and chamber music that they play. They play, of course, concerts in Bloomington and in Indiana, in Chicago, Milwaukee. We were in Utah last month for a little concert tour. So performing is the reward for all the hard work that they put in.
I had the opportunity to meet up with these musicians, where else but backstage at a concert in Bloomington one Saturday afternoon.
I'm Ren and I play the violin and viola.
Sang-woo Kim, I play violin and viola.
I play violin. I'm Brian Allen.
Stephanie Zizak and I play the violin.
My name's Alex Ayers, I play violin.
I'm Nathan and I play the cello.
Jake Woolen and I play the cello.
They were standing in a circle, rehearsing a bit, fine-tuning some details, laughing and having fun. No music, they all play from memory. And it's obvious that they love this. They love playing music, and they love being in this group. Preparing for this tour was nothing out of the ordinary for them. For Sang-woo Kim, he's just used to it.
We've had a bunch of rehearsals. But, I mean, yeah, we just do what we always do, I guess.
Constantly, I think, would be more
rehearsing
accurate.
Constantly is more accurate. That was Ren. She says they rehearse around 4 hours at a time.
But they're fun. They're not bad.
What was most striking, talking to these young musicians, is how they combine music making with fun and friendship. Jake Woolen and Stephanie Zizak gave me 2 perspectives on this.
Well, it's always nice to be able to play with peers who are equal and in most cases better than myself. And so to be able to play with people my age that are also great musicians is a lot of fun. And I think that we make some great music together.
I've never been to France, number one. Number two is with the VV, which is always, always a blast. Oh, no.
So we're looking forward to the food, the art museums, and playing with friends, basically.
And partying.
The Violin Virtuosi will be presenting 9 concerts as part of their 2-week tour of France in late May and early June. The tour is being sponsored by the Starling Foundation. You can find out more about the IU String Academy at music.indiana.edu.